Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about moving house for the final time, I hope. It is the last time I'm hoping to move for a little while at least. We've moved into our new house, and I want to talk about some of the challenges that have come with that, especially about getting used to new routines, systems, and life when you have challenges with executive function. So let's dive into today's episode. Okay, so moving house is never a fun thing. I don't think I have to tell anyone that. The amount of things you've got to keep in your mind and your head that you have to remember to do and not forget to do. You got to change the power over. You got to make sure you haven't forgotten anything. You got to sign off your rental. The list just goes on. And I'm not gonna focus on that because we all know what a crazy thing it is. But having finally moved after so long, I wanted to just talk through some of the most obvious challenges that I'm seeing in my own life. And, you know, having been in this house now for 3 or 4 days as I record this, you know, time just seems to change. When you I don't know about you guys, but when you move locations, time just really shifts. I'm struggling to remember what day of the week it is. I'm loving this place we've moved to. It's exactly what we wanted. And I know that in 3 weeks' time, I will have chilled out. I'll have rebuilt some routines and some unconscious process. But until that happens, I feel really messy is probably the word I'd say. You know, I haven't seen this for a couple of years where how many of my personal processes that I've relied on to get me through the day, the routines, the systems, like I wear black t-shirts 95% of the time, so I don't have to make that executive decision in the morning. I know what I'm putting on. There's no messing around. It saves me mental energy. And one of the challenges many of us have is our executive function doesn't operate quite as effectively as others. And so with that problem in hand, we sometimes have to try and find ways to reduce the stress on it. And what I've noticed is just how much my day-to-day routines were helping me. And having moved house to quite a different layout, quite a different area, heaps of things have shifted in what I do. I'm having to do it all consciously. But you may be saying, yeah, that's pretty obvious. Well, yeah, it is obvious. It's, you know, conscious. You have to use your conscious brain to make decisions. Like, where do I hang the towel up, you know, after a shower? Or when, you know, what is the process when we go to bed at night? If I go for my walks in the morning, how do I do that? What do I need to do? How do I make that happen? Like, what is my step? So, for example, we've moved from a 2-story house to a 3-story house. And I've got to remember where to pick up my keys, where to get my gym gear, where do I shower, all these little things that appear that I usually don't have to pay any attention to. Doesn't even faze me. I've built automatic routines in my head. Bang, bang, bang. I just get them done. And, you know, the old days, I used to sometimes think, oh, it's a bit boring doing that stuff on repeat. But you start to realize just how much that solution allows you to put your attention on other things, you know, be it, you know, something you want to do. Maybe it's an idea for a business, or you've got another much more interesting hobby that you're wanting to achieve. Maybe it's fitness, whatever it is, because you've set your life up with so many routines, your brain's actually got some energy to focus on that. Like the first couple of days, getting back into work has been really tough. You know, just trying to find some focus when there's so much, you know, so much newness around. It's like my brain is trying to ask it, is this safe or dangerous? Safe or dangerous on repeat, because it's not used to it. It doesn't know what is safe. It doesn't know what is dangerous. And it's taxing. I literally got to 3 p.m. yesterday, maybe 2 p.m. even. And it was like I was fried. I was like, I'm just not interested. I can't get my head around work. And I think this affects especially if you work from home. So it maybe if I had an office, this would be a bit different. I was going out, but because I work from home, my office has changed because it's at home. So everything has been readjusted. everything has changed. And so that's caused a lot of, you know, from my mental, my kind of mental health, really, it's affected it. And so I'm having to really give myself some space to not, to be honest, not get frustrated at myself, because I am getting frustrated. I don't like to be out of control. None of us, I think, do. But there are times where my head's just like, I'm actually just overwhelmed with so much newness. I need a rest. You know, you actually need to close your eyes and sit down for half an hour and not let myself get too stressed. Because and it's frustrating. I've got stuff I need to do or should be doing, but my brain's just like, no, thank you. It's you've got a lower level of capacity for a period of time here. You're going to have to accept that's how your mind works and get through it. And so I've had to alter what I'm doing. I'm having to say to myself, okay, what are the key priorities? And if I can't get to everything, I've got to give myself some space and some love, which I think if you're like me, it's hard to do, right? I'm much more kind and giving to other people that aren't me, you know, that are friends or family or even acquaintances. I probably give them more leeway than I should. But for myself, it's tough. It's tough when you're in kind of control of this body of yours and you want it to do things and your mind is just saying no. And so what it's really made me realize is just how valuable routines are. And I've got to use this period. I need to not beat myself up about work. If we get if the first week or two of work is not quite as efficient or effective, maybe my capacity goes from, say, I'm just guessing these numbers, but say it's 85% down to 60%. If that happens, I've got to give myself that leeway. And then I have to, the thing I'm thinking about at the moment is, the thing I do have an opportunity to do is to change some of my routines. Are there any routines in my life that are actually not really supporting me? Or is there anything? And probably the one thing I'm realizing is just how many good routines I have put in the last year that actually I want to keep around. So it's not like scrap them all and start again, which I'm sure at one point in my life was the old process. It's more about, you know, what could I add on that would improve my way of living, my way of life? You know, like one thing we've got in this house is more stairs than we did. So I'm actually going to probably get fitter just naturally going up and down the stairs. It's amazing. When you go from one set of stairs to two, it doesn't just like double the amount of stairs. I think it maybe 3 or 4x's them, depending on the process of how you move around the house. So like little things like that, little fitness things like that improve. We've also got a shower in a different place. So when I get up in the morning, early mornings on a couple of days, I have to change my process and not go into the main bathroom, but go to the one further away so my wife doesn't wake up. So we've got a bunch of these little processes being put in place that will improve the way we live and the way we operate, which is quite exciting. But it's very taxing. And I just want to share that with people. Like if you're going through something where you're changing jobs or offices, or you're changing, maybe it's a gym you go to, or maybe it's you're changing, you know, where you live, you know, say you're moving. Give yourself that break. Your executive function will be more tired than ever. It's gonna hit you, it's gonna hit you hard, and your brain is not gonna play ball. So don't beat yourself up for that 2 to 3 weeks kind of initial period. I've heard so many different variations of how long it takes to really embed a routine automatically, but they all seem to end up around 3 weeks. Because once you've done something consistently for 3 weeks, your brain starts to really automate that process. And when you move house, it's a great time to do that. So I'm going to be giving myself a break for the next few weeks. There may be a couple of later than usual podcasts, depending how I'm going. But I'm gonna take a breath. I'm gonna keep going. I'm not gonna give in. You know, I'm gonna allow myself to have this adjustment time and not beat myself up too much. So hopefully that's added some value to your day. Have an epic rest of your week, and I'll be back in a couple of days.